Simon & Schuster Audio presents Moonlight Becomes You by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Christina Moore.
Tuesday, October 8th. Maggie tried to open her eyes, but the effort was too great. Her head hurt so much. Where was she? What had happened? She raised her hand, but it was stopped inches above her body, unable to move any farther. Instinctively, she pushed at the overhead barrier, but it did not move. What was it? It felt soft, like satin, and it was cold. She slid her fingers to the side and down. The surface changed. Now it felt ruffled. A quilt? Was she in some kind of bed? She pushed out her other hand to the side and recoiled as that palm immediately encountered the same chill ruffles. They were on both sides of this narrow enclosure. What was tugging at her ring when she moved her left hand? She ran her thumb over her ring finger, felt it touch string or cord. But why? Then memory came rushing back. Her eyes opened and stared in terror into absolute darkness. Frantically, her mind raced as she tried to piece together what had happened. She had heard him in time to whirl around just as something crashed down on her head. She remembered him bending over her, whispering, "Maggie, think of the bell ringers." After that, she remembered nothing. Still disoriented and terrified, she struggled to understand. Then suddenly,